morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I am honored and privileged to have with me today two of the nicest people in the world. And I can speak to that because they've been nice to me. And you know, Celia Norcross, she is the dean of she's the dean of students.
I'm the dean of students, Bill. That's right.
You're real lucky I'm not there, because you people would think I worked in your office.
I feel like that would be great. I would.
Yeah. Last two principals I had from school retired when I graduated. And then Christina Nguyen, I can't say enough good things. These ladies have been stalwarts at BCC. And y'all know why I do this. This is BCC week, and I'm going to tell you why. I owe BCC my career. I owe BCC my successes in life, because they took a returning Vietnam veteran who was in the part of the class that graduated from high school that made the top half look good and gave him an opportunity to tour Southeast Asia. So when I came there, but I was welcomed with open arms. And I mean that from my heart, because we there were four of us, tried another college and it just wasn't working out. So, but what they've done there now, and I hate to give this guy credit, but I will, because he's a nice guy. These ladies and Adam, whatever his name is, Kupnar, they have one-stop shopping is what I call it. When you go to BCC, you go in the door, and from that moment on, they take care of you. They really do. So I'm going to start with you, Celia. Give us a 30,000-foot overview.
Of the whole college? Well, it's amazing what's happening right now.
Yeah.
And Christina's going to tell you a little bit about the one-stop construction, as she was one of the leads.
But you
for
got
that.
So many programs there.
Programs.
War story.
We just can't say enough about all of the things we have to offer students.
I know.
Between our graduation kind of programs, right? So our undergrad programs, our certificates, all of the wonderful things happening now with workforce development. As you mentioned earlier, before we started the show, the OLLI program is also doing some amazing things.
Yeah.
Just opportunities for students to enroll with us and people to be a part of our community right at BCC within the bigger Pittsfield community. It's just amazing. It's one class, one workshop, one certificate program piece, right? Just come and explore.
Yeah.
You know, you and I have chatted in the past about people that are still looking to start a degree, to finish a degree, or heck, let's even get another degree, right? Let's keep going with all of those experiences that help us with our career paths and interests even. So BCC's doors are open, like you mentioned. Our classes start the 23rd, and we're just waiting for you. So come on over, and Christina's team over in One Stop wouldn't be more happy to see you. They'll get you set up with classes and programs, and they always, always are a great team to start with.
And this has to be, and I say this every year, and I mean it. I don't care if you take one course. I don't care if it's a four course, for credit course, or a certificate or whatever. You become part of the middle name, Berkshire Community. You become part of that community. And I graduated there probably before both of them were born, but I hate to say that. But I still, whenever I go on that campus, I still feel I'm part of this community. And as I said, what have we learned from COVID? Here's what we've learned. A lot of people had jobs, but a lot of people didn't have careers. When you go to BCC, and here's a war story. I had a friend of mine, a peer. So meant he was old and he was a grandparent. His grandson was looking into engineering school. Well, he happens to listen to me in the morning because he's a friend. When he heard they have engineering at BCC, they didn't have engineering when I was at BCC. Well, no, when you were at BCC, Columbus was just boarding the boat. But the bottom line, with the programs they have, what a place to start. You can go anywhere. And let me also
go anywhere. Just start right in your backyard, right? Just start right back here. Yep.
Let me dispel something before you even think about it. The rigor that you'll get put through at BCC is equal to or better than many other schools because you'll have the individual attention. You're not going to be in a 200-person lecture hall for Western Civ. You're going to be sitting in front of the Western Civ teacher.
Yeah, that's right. And you mentioned something in that spiel about people, right, during the pandemic and when things were a little worse off than they are now. What we zoned in on that community word was absolutely still true. The people matter, and us helping you achieve your goals, whatever those are, is still at the heart of what we do at BCC.
Don't you think that's built in the fabric of BCC?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I mean, built in the fabric from everywhere, from our academic programs, right through all of our co-curricular programs. I know that you've got Tina and Daryl coming later to talk more about those. Our Patterson facility is going to be reopening. Yeah. Just extending our community efforts a little more and more every day.
You're not going to believe this. I interviewed the guy that runs the Patterson earlier in the week. He invited me to join. I said, is it a gymnasium? He said, absolutely. You have treadmills? I said, yeah. I belonged once before, but they told me I was on the treadmill. I had to turn it on. I just couldn't stand there and watch TV.
Well, it's an option. You could.
No. But
depends on what your goal is, Bill. We hope you meet that goal.
Celia, my goal is another day. Christina.
Hi, Bill.
I can't say enough good things about what you guys have done.
I was
hurt because I spent a lot of time in the cafeteria and I still spend a lot of time in different cafeterias, but it's amazing. I've spoken to a couple of people who've been doing it's one-stop shopping. I know that's probably not the right term you guys want to use.
No, it is.
I call it.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Our president, Dr. Ellen Kennedy, a few years ago, after having some, understanding from other colleges and seeing firsthand kind of this one-stop approach, she brought it to BCC and to the team and said, what do you all think? And we designed it. So it wasn't something that was sort of put upon us. She gave us the opportunity. So it includes people from the admissions office, financial aid, the registrar, so the records area, and our academic advising team. And we all come together to put the students at the center. So the space is modern. It's comfortable.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, we have this beautiful fireplace. And the way it works is there's a greeter station. We've got two of the very best greeters in the entire world. Who will greet people as they walk in, welcome them, kind of get a sense for what it is that they might need, whether that's help with their admissions application or they have questions about financial aid or they're getting credits transferred in from someplace else. They have credits from a long time ago and will they still apply? They get them situated, make them comfortable, and then the staff really works around the student. And the student and the family, I mean, sometimes they come with parents, sometimes they come with spouses, children. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter. We love to see them all because, as you said, we're a community, and to support a student, it takes a community to do that.
That's right.
And so it's not just the BCC community; it's the students, family, and friends. And so our goal is to do what we can to make the students feel really welcomed and comfortable, and get all their questions answered to the extent that that's possible when they come and visit us. And because, applying to college is a process and it can be scary, if you're not familiar with it, or maybe you've been away for a while, you haven't done it before, people in your home haven't done it before. Even for those of us who have been to college, every place is a little bit different. And so we just want to sort of normalize that it's great that you come in with like loads and loads of questions and you're not sure where to start, because we can go ahead and get you started no matter where you are and meet you where you are. So then maybe that's taking one class, as you said, and maybe it's taking a full semester of classes. Maybe it's just like, I just want to get some information and think about it. That's great too. So, we're happy to appeal to whatever anybody needs as far as education goes and get those questions answered. The very best thing, I think the very best thing about Berkshire Community College is that we count our successes by the number of people that we let in and not the number of people that we keep out, right? So we are we embody every single day access to education. And not that our friends in four-year privates aren't trying, they certainly are, but we can say, you know, it's not the 1% or the 7% or whatever it is that get let in. For us, it really is about access. And I think that shows in all of the work we do throughout the institution.
And I've been to a couple of colleges, or a few colleges, I guess I should say, but here's what's different about BCC, in my opinion. They want you to succeed. They're not there to have a failout number. They're there to have a graduation number. And I mean that sincerely. And when I started, a lot of us, you know, we didn't do well in high school, obviously. I thought it was a wonderful social event. Somebody told me in my like end of junior year, you know, this is academic too. Well, that's my surprise face. But when we came back, some of us needed tutoring very quietly. Nobody knew. Gary Lammer, oh God rest your soul, got guys into the tutoring they need. You know, math, we had been away from math for a long time. And so I guess thank you for bringing that out, Christina, because that to me is the difference between BCC and a lot of other schools. That is, they want you to succeed and they will do anything in their power to help you achieve your goals. And I believe that with my whole heart. That's why I have these people on. Trust me, if I could give $1 million to BCC, I would. Because
we would love that.
I would, and I'd write you the check, but don't bring it to the bank. You know, they're funny. They're funny about something. You're supposed to have funds to cover the check. I don't know where they come up with that.
That's one nice, other yeah. thing that I think is really is unique about community colleges in terms of, and I think it's part of the access and it's an extension of that, is that when you go to work at any workplace, right, the people that you work with are of many different kinds of backgrounds and ages, and they have different experiences. Well, in our classrooms, you see the same thing.
That's
You've
right.
got people that are, you know, single parents, some are that are right out of high school, some are actually in high school and taking classes. And so I think there's richness in a community college classroom that you're not necessarily going to get in other areas. And because of that, the perspective is wider. The conversation can be a lot more in depth. You get to think about, you know, perspectives that are vastly different from your own, and kind of get exposure to what it's like in, you know, other walks of life. And I think that with access comes this diversity of perspective. And for us, it shows up in the richness of classroom conversation and facilitation.
I'm going to really agree with that, Christina, because that's what we found. And I can't tell you the professors that would say to us, you non-traditional students, this, I don't know if they still use that, but they said you add a dimension to the class that makes the kids kind of mature, you know? And I will tell people right now, if your kid's watching this, don't go to BCC thinking it's grade 13, because if you go in September thinking that, you won't be there in January. I mean, I can speak from my 2+ years at BCC. That happened more than once. They came in, they didn't take it seriously. Oh, I didn't get a chance to do my homework. Well, this isn't high school. But the quality of the education and the ease, and Christina and you and what's his name? Adam? You
the distinguished, the man, the myth, the legend, Adam Kepitar, the one and only, right, Celia?
That's right. That's right.
Well, and he's got some title there. What is it? What's his
the
title?
The Vice President of Student Affairs.
Whoa. What are you, my surprise face?
He's pretty fancy.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
But what you've done, because I think I want to go back to a piece that, and because we've talked about this in the past. People should make it so scared. Well, I was so scared going in the first time. So was I. You brought it out, Christine. I don't care how many times or colleges you've been to. That first initial meeting of everybody, that there's a lot of anxiety. Don't be afraid of that. That to me is healthy. That's good. It means you're vested in this.
Yeah, that's right, Bill. And we actually just had about 36 students on campus yesterday for orientation. And one of the things I like to remind people is that feeling in your belly with the butterflies, that anxiety that you're thinking,
yeah,
actually good. It means you care. You know, we've said this to people as they've done presentations and
right.
tried things, that when you get that feeling, it means that you care about what you're about to do and that you want it to be good and you want it to be successful. So use that energy, you know, that the don't worry about it. Come and meet our team, come and get involved, come and get engaged on our campus. We'll help you figure out the pieces along the way, and you'll figure out the pieces for yourself along the way. But use that energy. Don't be scared to make that first step. You're right. It is the hardest. It is the hardest to get to campus, to say hello, that first hello. After that, it's a breeze. Everything will just be step and locked together, and all the other pieces will certainly fold in as the ways they need to. And when they don't, we're here to help, right? Like if there's something that we call in higher education barriers right now in your life, if there's milestones that you've reached that you feel are preventing you from coming, use that all as energy to come back and get that accomplished piece that you want next.
And the other piece I would say is, get out there, call, get out, whatever, and share that with your counselor. You share it. I tell the story every year. I had a lady, she got out of high school, she got married, she started having kids, and gave up her BCC career. She was now in her late 40s, maybe early 50s, and said, and I happen to know her from here, and she said, you know what, I think I'd like to go back. I said, well, go back.
Mm-hmm.
She did. And she got like a B+ for an English course that she took. It might have been an A++ for her, because she had been away from writing anything like that for years.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, she continued on and at least got and finished her associate.
That's wonderful. And, you know, Christina mentioned earlier, I have been in this field for 27 years, and what she said is valid. There is not one person that's a cookie cutter mold of a student, right? Every single person brings a different set of stories, a different background. Yeah. You just mentioned one with the family and coming back for another degree or another course. Every single student has a lived experience that we take to heart and we value within the classroom and outside of the classroom. And they're all so different, all so amazing. And nothing will surprise us. So come, tell us about your story. Tell us about your background. Let us help you get to those goals. And don't shy away from sharing some of that information.
And Christina, too, the greeter, it's true. Because I cut through there. I know you're not supposed to, but I do. Because that's the only way I know in. You know, you don't want me walking up around the other plane, dude.
Yes, we do. We want
he
you
can
to
cut
go
in, right? He can come anywhere, right, Christina?
It's a community college. We want you to feel it's your college. It's your college as a student and as a community member. So you walk around as much as you like.
Well, just remember, I'm an old dog, and it's hard for me to learn new tricks. So I go through the cafeteria. But what you
usually what usually open, right?
But here was the thing, it's joyous. It's a happy place. It's not. You know,
yeah.
And when you go in there, I mean, people coming in that, and you guys have taken that into account, that anxiety, you're great. Hey, how are you today? Can I help you? And they do it. And I know that your hearts are all in the right place, the people at BCC. And because for years I've been associated with BCC, they've not always been proud of it, but I have. But they want, and I can't stress this enough, they want you to succeed. Now, I'm going to tell you why in just a second. They want you to succeed. They're not there to fail you. They're there to make you a success, whatever you try. I mean, I have a very good friend of mine whose son was in a graduate program, and he withdrew, and he's a very, very bright, bright, bright kid. And he withdrew because he had the feeling that all they want to do is fail me. and he had great grades. That was the thing. But he said I guess between us, maybe his nerves had overtaken some rationality, but there had to be that environment for that to happen. And I guess kids through the semester got flunked out.
Yeah.
So I use that as an example to these ladies here and everybody behind them or next to them at BCC. I don't care who it is, what course it is, what secretary it is. They're there to help you and get you through. I can look at the number of people that the nurses, the police, the fire, the teachers, they all started at BCC.
Yeah, you're right, Bill. And, you know, you brought up a good point around mental health. And Christina and I know from our research and just what we see nationwide that it's one of the number one barriers, right, to getting your education completed, especially in an all-time high with COVID and all of the ramifications of being remote and secluded from people for a bit of time. And, you know, we just received 2 grants this past year from the state, and it's over $200,000 that we've pumped into mental health support.
Oh, great.
Adela has been doing an excellent job leading the team over there, and with Kevin Thomas, one of our consultants, doing some programming. We just had a training yesterday on suicide prevention with faculty members. But your point is a good one, which is the mental health is important. You have to feel good to be able to do well, to be successful. And this additional money has really made a change in some of the efforts for students to succeed. We've continuously had good supports with our personal counselors. And again, with all the dedicated staff of One Stop leading the way. But the additional money is helping us do some more trainings and some more support mechanisms. So, you know, if you're listening and you're one of those people that think I got a lot on my plate, you know, my anxiety is really high and I'm not sure where to start or even start, if it's the right time to start, reach out, ask a few questions, see what's available. Yeah, we've got some supports right on campus for that.
And you might even benefit beyond educationally with
the wellness model. Yeah, absolutely. We take that very seriously on campus with our clinicians and our programs, and wellness is key to us, and your mental health is important.
And from even some of the work I do today, it seems to be more prevalent than maybe when I was. Of course, we were all going through PTSD and nobody knew it. So
it's labeled, right? Like it may not be much different than what you went through, but now we've created a demystified event, era to the stigma, right? It's reasonable.
Oh, that's cool.
That's right. It's reasonable to be feeling those stresses, and the stigma's gone. People have been able to share openly, and therefore the state and the federal government has even supplied more money towards it, and the colleges are paying attention at a higher level.
I think they should. And, you know, I have to say this, and I always find BCC on the cutting edge. I really do. When there's a need for a program for the community, BCC comes up with it. You've got the cannabis program now. You have a sterile manufacturing certificate, I guess it is. Back when I was there, is program what's the one with the? I was just on with the workforce development people. They're doing the hospitality. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are all integral to Berkshire County. And you know, a big university, a program, you know, it's got to go through this committee and that committee and this committee. BCC gets it done. And all of a sudden we have people with early childhood development, career field, career, not a job, a career. Manufacturing, what's the first word of the manufacturing? I can't remember.
I think it's advanced, right?
Advanced manufacturing?
Yeah.
Christina, I know you've got a handle on some of those new workforce development pieces too that Bill's talking about. There's some even more exciting news.
Which exciting news?
Oh, just all of it that Deb's doing with
I just had him on
there with all of the different pieces that Eric's running and culinary. There's a number of things. Phlebotomy is back. Right?
Phlebotomy is back. Yeah, and yeah, the culinary piece has been really exciting because it's sort of like they're offering opportunities to get with people that are chefs or are working in the industry that are doing it. Like they're the gurus. So to get that, you know, that practical knowledge from some of the best in the area. And I think, you know, we, as a college, I think we've tried to invest in things that we believe are important for our community, not just now, but into the future, which is why, you know, we have the makerspace, the Berkshire Science Commons, which has all of those technologies around advanced manufacturing and 3D printing. And they're doing open houses. They want people to come in, even on Saturdays. They want people to come in and play and tinker and get familiar. And, you know, maybe it's just for fun one day and you know, the kids come in, but you never know, that could spark an interest that who knows where it could go, you know, later in life.
Right.
And so we have these kinds of facilities that we're rebuilt, you know, we're building out our culinary space. The early childhood classroom is like the most fun place on our campus. All the toys and the materials that they have to educate kids. I mean, you just go in there and you just want to play with all the things. And it's practical. That's what, you know, professionals in the field need to see and need to learn with, and they're great tools. So
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on your team, Christine, but the other piece too is you just said it. I was on a tour, I think, with the guy that, what's his name, Adam. It was somebody else, but they showed me they were testing water in the lab section there they're really actually hands-on testing water for some towns and stuff like that. There's the theoretical, which you get in the classroom, but then you go and there's the hands-on, and like the culinary piece, when you get that certificate, you know the whole game. You know the kitchen, you know the front of the house, the back of the house. And they were telling me that, you know, even part of the training is with knives, you know, chopping. And I went, well, that's me. I'm not going. I want to leave the world with all the fingers I came in with. But
that's why you go to the training, because they will tell you how to use knives properly.
Serve safe training, right? Christina, yes. Maybe we should send Bill. Yes, serve safe training. We're signing you up, pal.
Yeah. How long you been a chef? 5 years. But all kidding aside, these programs are career paths. They really are. I mean, you get an associate or a certificate. That's your first step. You start then. And for some people, that's maybe all you need. More and more we're seeing that. You get this certificate for sterile water or advanced manufacturing. It's up to you then if you want to go on. That's going to get you a job. I have to tell you this story. I interviewed two people on the radio here, but they were graduating from Taconic. And it's been a few years now. One young lady was in Taconic, and she was in fabrication. Well, I used to work in the shop. And the guys that worked over in fabrication and welding, they were like weightlifters, you know. Well, she's a little petite lady, you know? And I said, whatever. She said, well, I want to be a nurse practitioner. And I said, oh, okay. And she said, welding will pay for my college, because certified welders make a lot of money. And the other kid was in the culinary arts program of PHS. And he said, well, I want to be a chef, because he said, I want to be a doctor. And I did this program was on television. He said, I want to be a doctor. And he said, when I become a doctor, I'm going to buy my mother the house that she deserves. And I looked around the room. I mean, I was filling up. Here's all these big guys on the cameras going, I got something in my eye, you know. But they were making careers for themselves, and they were taking ways to finance it. And again, BCC, they got financial aid there. Who knows? I'm sure you take the GI Bill. I can speak as a veteran. They are wonderful, the veterans. That I will just, hands down. I know some Afghan, Iraqi vets who've been to BCC and have gone on now. They like me, can't say enough good things about it. So we just have to take a moment and figure out what you want to do with your life. And we'll be back. We got to take a break. Think about this, but don't procrastinate. Don't say, I'll do it next semester. Don't. You got time. There's still time. You can call out there, come out there, go out there, and they to enroll, talk with a counselor, whatever. There's still time this semester. And let's face it, did you look out the window today? Where would you rather be? In class or shoveling? I'd rather be in class, because we'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We're also simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301. Call. We're going to give you some numbers. We're going to give you some websites, whatever you need. And one last, associated with Berkshire Community College's OLLI, OSHA Lifelong Learning. Now, I'm going to dispel a rumor. You do not have to be old like me. You really don't. I encourage young moms whose kids are in daycare. In fact, we know, my wife and I know two people that their kids went to daycare. They started taking OLLI courses just to stay an adult. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon here on WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Sandrini Enterprises, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at sandrini.com.
UCP of Western Massachusetts is hiring. If you'd like to help people with different abilities lead independent lives, apply at ucpwma.org/jobs. We need direct and living caregivers. Join the agency who's reimagining independence.
The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And now back to the Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. I am here. I have my friend Celia Norcross. She's the Dean of Students. We've been doing this for a few years, you and I.
We sure
and
have.
Again, Katrina Wynn, and we've been doing it a few years too. But we're here. This is BCC week, and there's still time to enroll for this semester. And what we're going to go on, because we're a morning show, we're going to repeat some things because people just tuning in. But one of the things that BCC has done, which is so phenomenal, is they have one-stop shopping. By that, I mean you go through the door, somebody actually greets you, they're glad to see you, and you sit down with a career counselor, that's what I'm going to call it, they probably got another name for it, but you sit down with a career counselor and whatever you need is there. Financial aid, there. Your old transcripts, they can get them. It's just amazing. And Christina, you were part of the brains behind this. I can tell you, as a person who's cut through there and sees the people, you did a great job.
It was a labor of love and a collaborative one at that over probably the last 7 years.
Yeah.
From the doodles we did on the space, on pieces of paper, to getting the architects' renderings and including everybody from the team so that they could have a chance to weigh in on the space and ensuring it was really student-centric. So our goal is to make it a comfortable, warm, welcoming space for people who are interested in education. And that might be academic courses through BCC. It might be non-credit courses. You talked about OLLI a little while ago. It might be taking advantage of some of the courses through our OSHA Lifelong Learning. In just a couple of weeks, we'll will have access to the Patterson Fieldhouse. So maybe it's people who want to take advantage of the programming down there, see the library. I mean, the great thing about a community college is it's a public facility. It's a public campus. And we want the community to really feel like they can come and see us and make that college, you know, their college.
And I use this, and I have every time I've done a radio show with anybody from BCC, their title is Berkshire Community College. What I want you to always remember is, I don't care if you take one credit course or two, three, one course or certificate. Once you're there, you will always be part of that community. I've been gone a long time from BCC. I don't walk, when I walk on that campus, it's, I have the same feeling I did when I was running up that hill in the dead of winter to George Crane's criminal law class. But it's true. And they work to make that. You have an organization there that, I don't know how, they're academic, but they're academic for you. They want you to succeed. They're not academic to fail you. We said in the first half hour, they count the number of people they graduate as a big deal, not the number of people who don't make it. That they don't. They look at that as kind of, we kind of failed a little bit. And you work hard at it. You really do. See, your time there, you've seen a lot of changes.
Oh yeah, already in just the 3 years that I've been part of the community, there's been a number of changes. But like you said, the one thing that hasn't changed since my day one, and probably since your day one, and many more day ones for everyone listening to come, is that sense of community that we build together. Academics is at the core. For us, you getting a degree or accomplishing those academic goals is key to us. And we surround you by all these resources and support networks and other departments that are here to engage you in that experience to the fullest, to make you the most successful. And all of those pieces play a part. You're absolutely right. It's not just about your classes. It's about that community that you're a part of. And I'm always stunned on how many people, wherever we are, huh, Christina, and people come up to us if we're wearing our BCC sweatshirts or out even for a walk, and people just stop you and they say, like, oh, I've gone there. I got a degree there. I've taken a class there. There's hundreds and hundreds in just the years I've been here that I've met, not even there, right, that have gone before us. It's just amazing the outreach we have in our community and for such different things and such different people taking advantage of all of it. You know, your background, your lived experience can be utilized here in prior learning credits as well. And you can explore that kind of concept when you come to campus. But don't underestimate your ability to accomplish any more of your academic goals. That's right. Make new ones if you've already accomplished some. Make new ones and come back and visit us. We've got some amazing programs with workforce development, as Christina mentioned, with credit and non-credit programs. Check us out on the website. Take a little peek. Got some new photos up and new programs ready for you to just jump on board with. But you're right, the sense of community is key, and it has been, at least for my time there so far as well.
I would be remiss if I didn't take a moment to acknowledge an old friend, operative word old, Tom Wachowski. Tom Wachowski was the visionary who brought BCC. We were the first, I say we, because I'm always going to be part of that community. We were the first community college in Massachusetts.
Yep.
And while it seems like, well, that's a no-brainer, now think back at the institutions that weren't, let's just say, cheering him on. But thank you, Tom, for your vision. And thank all the people who've been in leadership, been in professors there. I often think of Professor George Hamilton. He was environmental science, and you're probably not going to believe this, but I wasn't really all that interested in environmental science until I took his course, and then he made us a believer. He really did. And I bring these out to let people know there's so many courses out there. If you're interested in engineering, I call him Dr. Frank. I can't ever remember his last name, but that's part of my PTSD. But Dr. Frank, the engineering course there will prepare you to go to engineering anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere. I don't care where you want to go. And I forget the other fellow's name, but there's engineering, there's allied health, PTA. That's the president calling. I'm busy. honest to goodness, the people that are there, the people who will guide you, help you, and get you to where you need to go, they're all right there. And they want you to succeed. And I say this, I've said it, I know I repeat myself, but when you get to be 70 plus, you 5 plus, you can repeat. Right. What part of I'm busy, don't you understand? You may have a job. BCC will prepare you for a career. Oh, gee. God, I'm going to shut my phone off.
I know. You're popular. You're popular, Bill.
Yeah, I'm popular.
You know what it is? It's all the callers. They're going to be calling
yeah,
you for
well, yeah.
to get to BCC this Saturday for our open hours, right, Christine? Well,
please do. Let's push that right now. Go ahead while I shut my phone
Christina.
Off.
Well, I think our show is airing on Monday. The show is airing
yes,
on Monday.
Yes, it yeah. is. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
so
show up on Monday, right?
So come on Monday, and we're yeah. actually going to be our offices will be open until 6 o'clock Wednesday yeah. and Thursday night. So people who are sort of like, oh, you know, I missed the mark. No, you didn't. We might not be able to get you in 5 classes, but we can probably get you in 2.
Right.
And we also have classes that what we call, you know, they're late start classes, so they'd be starting a little later right. in the semester. So we have a number of those for people who circumstances change at the last minute. So we'd be more than happy to get folks enrolled in that. And then I think one other, you know, initiative that we've really embraced over the last few years, I mean, we've been doing it for a long time, is early college. And so we've got these deep partnerships with every high school in the Berkshires. And we will provide free of charge. So, you know, there's no tuition and there's no fees to any Berkshire County High School student who would like to take early college classes. They can come to us and we will help them do that. We have advisors that are specific to high school students so that we can understand the uniqueness in the high school day, what they might need to graduate from high school and how BCC can help them with those requirements as well. Perhaps it's just, I want to try a high school
That's
course.
Right.
I want to see what it's like.
Out. Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
And it's, you know, it's such a great opportunity to earn 1, 2, 3, 12 credits free of charge. And you could start your college endeavors even before you graduate from high school, and you sort of get ahead, save yourself some money, definitely save yourself some time. So, I mean, the college has been really, really generous in the past few years, making early college courses affordable, I mean, free for students who are interested in taking them. So I would say anyone who's interested, they can email onestop@berkshirecc.edu and we will help get them with an early college coach and take them through. And even if it's not for the spring semester, it's something that maybe they want to think about for next fall and sort of plan out their schedule. It's just such an amazing opportunity. I mean, I think back, like if when I was in high school, I had the opportunity to take early college classes, like, wow, I would have saved myself a lot of money. And I went to MCLA. I went to a great school, very affordable, but you know, every little bit helps. So.
It does. And, you know, Christina, I have a son who took 2 classes at BCC just doing that, right? His junior year of high school. We were all in online and he took a couple of classes online and had some credits towards college already. And like I said, got to see what the rigor of college would be like and prepare his senior year for even more hard work ahead. Right. So I love that you mentioned that. And I know firsthand how much of an impact it makes on the student and the family, you know, when it comes to savings in your pocket from that experience. Absolutely.
I have had this in the back of my mind, and you know that file drawer, you don't want to get in the back of it, but I've always wanted to work with at risk. I ran the Violent Youthful Offender Program, and I believe in my heart that if people had intervened and showed these kids in high school and junior high, and that you do have a future, and it's not a gangbanger, you're not an idiot. You may have a serious learning disability, which came out in our testing. A lot of them, they didn't do well in school because they had serious learning disabilities, and people didn't pick up on it or they didn't care. And, you know, once, I'll give you a quick scenario. Once they started failing in the third and fourth and fifth grade, falling behind, then all of a sudden they became disciplinary problems. And I use this all the time. I'll never forget this one kid said, you know, I'd rather be considered bad than dumb or mentally ill. So when you're going through life with that picture in your head, so I've always been one, let's go to the high schools. Let's give them the opportunity to go and try a college course, to show them there is a different life. You know, I mean, I openly admit, high school was a lark for me. I figured like all the kids in my neighborhood, everybody's father worked in the shop. So they all worked in a shop. And so someday I'll come out and we'll have coffee to talk about. To me, that's and we know who's paying, whether he's there or not, he will pay. We'll put it on his account. But
that was very threatening sounding. He will pay.
He will pay. Yes, yes.
Adam Kopitar, better watch out.
Yes, right. That's right. And if I have to, I'll bring the coffee from Dunkin' Donuts with a slip. But seriously, what you guys are doing with that high school, because this radio station used to be at the Comic, and I would see the kids sitting out there waiting to get picked up to go to BCC, and they were excited. And I think some kids, because they just never envisioned ever going to college. If we can catch them early and help them, and BCC is the place to do it. BCC has the brain power. BCC has the initiative, the vision, all those things that it'll take to make that program. And if you don't believe me, go look at Christina and Adam's one-stop shopping. It's just, I know I repeat myself, but you got to see it. For those of us who went there when you had to go upstairs, downstairs, you got to go to registrar, you got to go here, you got to go there. Hey, you got to matriculate. Great. What's that? You know? So, but, you know, we look at BCC, to me, is the greatest place to start a career. You know, the nursing program, second to none. The PTAs and all those, the allied health. And you can graduate, you'll probably be working before you graduate. In some of these programs, just simply there's the need. And from BCC, and Christina, she's shy, but I'll embarrass her. It's Dr. Nguyen. Yeah. Well, you know, that's something to be very proud of. It doesn't come easily.
Thank you.
She didn't start college as Dr. Nguyen. Started it like everybody else, kind of nervous, kind of egg, you know, and they now understand, they've translated it. That's what I'm trying to say. You have translated your experiences, you and say your anxieties into making a better greeting place for new people, you know?
Yeah, I think I remember when my brother was growing up that there were some teachers and some counselors, and he and I have about 8.5 years between us, so he's younger than I am. People would say to him, "You're not college material," or you're maybe college just isn't for you, yeah. And they didn't think a whole lot of that statement, but he sure did, and as a result has not finished college. And I just think that how many other students have heard that, and because they heard it once, or even, you know, but now they believe that. And that's just not true. Some people choose not to go to college, and that's fine. There are lots of other ways to make a living, and to be experienced and to be educated. But to think that college is not for you, we just at Berkshire Community College, we just don't buy it. College is for everybody if that's where they'd like to be, if they'd like to learn. So for those who might have heard that, had that said to them, that's just, it's not true. And you know, I wish that I could rewind a little bit and be there when that person said that to my younger brother, because it might have changed his whole life, and he has a wonderful life, but it may have changed his whole life in lots of other ways. So,
well, and Christina, I'm just going to tell you, I was told that by a guidance counselor. I was told that you got to remember when this was 1966 was the Vietnam War, that I should consider joining the military because college wasn't in my future. Well, I admit I wasn't at the top half of the class, but I also have found out, and other, I'm sure you have, that college academics is one criteria, high school academics, I'm sorry, is one criteria for acceptance to college. It shouldn't be the sole criteria, because when I came back from Vietnam, I didn't go to college for me. I went to college for the guys that didn't come back and to make something of myself so I could contribute. So I was hell bent on leather to go to college. And so, but you're right. I think too often, even some parents. And again, now we have wonderful trades. That's great. Go with the trades. But when you're thinking out there, I don't care if you're 17 or 37. Look at your life. I had a friend whose son worked in construction. And when they were building the new Taconic, the kid came and he could barely walk. And I said, golly, what's going on? He said, well, I've been doing this, you know. He said, I've been doing this for almost 20 years. He said, I have had my shoulder replaced. My knees are gone. You know, construction takes its toll on your body. And I said, you know, he said, I don't know how much longer I can do this. I said, get out to BCC. Go out to sit down with a counselor and see what you can do. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he was in the culinary program. He may have graduated by now, because even though you're on your feet a lot, it's not kneeling and overhead lifting. So I can't say enough good things about what BCC does. These two, they're like my younger sisters, because that's how much faith and respect I have for them. When you work with people at BCC, yes, they have positions and there's boundaries and all that. But you know what? Down deep, you know they care about you. They really do. And I think that the future, your future, certainly will be better if you look, at least take the time to look. Celia made it. Christina made it. Don't let anybody tell you you can't, because they're telling you you can't because they can't, or they think they can't. I know that's advice from an old man, but that's what you get to give when you're old.
I think it's great advice. Great advice.
I'm going to let you ladies go. We'll arrange the coffee hour with the person, a full hour of his time. And his wallet. But I do, I think Christina with that baby, good luck, kiddo. We're excited. We got a new grandbaby. Christina's got a new baby. So, and Celia, I'll be out to, do I have to get in trouble just to see you, or can I just visit?
No, absolutely okay. Not.
Because I can get in trouble.
Believe time.
Yeah. They thought of PHS. I worked in the principal's office because I was there so much. But I do want to thank you guys. Please, folks, telephone numbers and emails before we go, please. You guys, for BCC.
Yeah, absolutely. So to reach me, Celia, is 413-236-1601. And the email is celia.norcross@berkshirecc.edu.
So I'm at, like Celia, I'm at 413-236-2112. Okay. And my email address is cwin. And it's Wynn with a Y, so CWYNN at berkshirecc.edu.
And they're terrific. They're terrific. And I think the world of both of them.
The feeling is mutual.
Mutual, indeed. Right. I agree.
Listen, if you need a greeter, now I tried out for Walmart and I didn't make it. So if you need a greeter, give me a call. I'll be more than happy to come up there and greet people.
We'd love to have you anytime, Bill.
Anytime.
Thanks for having us on.
To all of my listeners and to these two specifically, God bless and do what they do and you'll feel better at night. Take care of somebody else. That's what I find so rewarding with my life is by doing this and other things, I'm helping other people. Makes me feel good. See you, kids. Remember, drive safely.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything. Bye, kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep in touch, Bill.
I will. I'll be out. Keep on, keep on.